Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Well, it is Monday. Praise God for seeing Monday. This is the day that the Lord have made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise the Lord all over the world today. A lot of people are celebrating Martin Luther King. And I thank and praise the Lord for how God graced and blessed Martin Luther King. He accomplished a lot of things. And, he was very aggressive. He was steadfast. He was consistent in it. Yes, he experienced a lot of danger things that he had to face. But nevertheless, the God that gave him a vision was the God that graced him to do the vision. So nevertheless, I just thank and praise the Lord for Monday again. Happy Monday to you. And we just thank and praise the Lord every day that I wake up and the Lord allow me to see another day. I thank him because I know, even as the scripture say, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I know I would have been consumed by the enemy. I thank and praise the Lord for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I truly do. I thank God that I'm saved, and I thank and praise the Lord for his old saints that I crossed over into 2023. And I thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord doing in my life right now. Paul said on one occasion, forgetting those things that are behind. You know, you can't bring 2022 into 2023. Yeah, you can have memories, but you can't allow what you did or didn't do in 2022 to hold you up in 2023. Learn from it. So there too, again, I thank and praise the Lord for this year. And you that have been tuning into the broadcast, God have been talking to me about relationship with him. And it have really ministered to me, but you know, the Bible said you have to be partaking of the word first. So I thank and praise the Lord on last Thursday. I thank God I had one of my spiritual daughters on with this Nicole Hood, and she gave her testimony about how when she first got saved, she didn't know that the importance of cultivating a relationship daily with the Lord. And because of that, she backslid, and I found out as well as myself, if you don't cultivate your relationship with God daily, you will stray away. What you constantly pay attention to, it can change your desires. But we just thank and praise the Lord for causing us to examine our relationship with him. We living in the time when the Bible said many going to depart from the faith, the heed to doctrine, teaching of the devil. And that's true. You know, I thank and praise the Lord. I really do. I thank and praise the Lord for the technology that if you hear so much of teaching and ministry going on. But I say to people, and I know the pandemic came we lost a lot of people. I lost some people too, friends and family. But nevertheless, if you can return back to the house of the Lord, the Bible says, forsake and not assemble yourself together. And believe it or not, that's part of the falling away. We that have been saved for, is the most, saints said for a couple of days, a day or two more, we need to really examine our relationship with the Lord. As we was talking about it for the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we compared our relationship to God is to a husband and wife relationship, a child relationship to his family. And there too, again, relationship, you know, I never thought it were possible that I could have a relationship with the Creator. But when the Lord, when I got saved and I began to get in God's word and find out what kind of God he was, because I hear so many things about God, but I didn't really know who he was till after I got saved and got in his word. And I have a hunger, but now, yeah, it's been many trials, tribulation, and persecution. But nevertheless, the Bible said, and Paul said this on many occasions, he said, but the Lord delivered me out of all. And so there too again, I just thank and praise the Lord. I send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I thank and praise the Lord for them. They is the host of this broadcast, and I tell you, it been a blessing. I thank God. I look forward to the broadcast. But today we're gonna pray because God, this morning in my time of meditation and doing some study, I've been studying on the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the Lord began to show something to me that, you know how sometimes you're reading the word and it's like the Holy Spirit just highlights. Some people say it like the word to drop, just come off the pages of the what are you studying. So, but nevertheless, we're going to talk about strong faith and we're going to talk a little bit about Daniel and Daniel's strong faith, because there's something else. I hear this a lot of times, people trying to do God, do life without God, but you can't do life without a relationship with God. You can't have strong faith in somebody you don't know. And there too again, when the Bible said how many are going to depart from the faith, other things got their attention. They stopped cultivating their relationship with God daily. I remember one time God gave me the 3 D's to minister on. I think with determination, discipline, it was another D. I can't really recall it right now, but it was the 3 D's. But there too again, it is so important that you cultivate your relationship with the Lord daily. Because if you want to have strong faith, you're going to have to spend time with the Lord. We're going to pray and we're going to go on it and give you this word that I believe the Lord have pressed upon our heart. Father, it's in the name of Jesus again. Father, I lift up holy hands and I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy today. I bless you. I thank you for the already. I thank you for what Jesus did at Calvary. I thank you for the Holy Spirit is here now, that abiding in each and every believer. I thank you that Jesus made it possible that if we don't know him, that we can come to him. And Father, I just praise you for this broadcast and broadcast all over the world. I even pray, Father, right now, I lift up those that haven't returned back to the house of the Lord, those that had to deal with the pandemic. I rebuke that fear right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, forsaken not to assemble yourself together. So, Father, right now, I rebuke that spirit of fear that have wanted them to believe that they can't return. And, Father, I thank you that you done made it possible for those that can't leave their home. You done made it possible that your word to you made it possible that they can hear your word and they can receive revelation, they can receive healing from it. So I just thank you for it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, I lift up fivefold minister gifts. I lift up the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. I pray, God, that you continue to bring enlightenment, understanding to them. I pray, Father, you continue to strengthen them. And, Father, I pray that you even will remind them of their calling. I pray that you for a fresh revelation, a fresh enlightenment and understanding pertaining to their calling in the matchless name of Jesus. I even pray, God, for those that done felt like they done got burned out. I pray for refreshing. I speak the word refreshing. I decree refreshing upon these fivefold minister give those that, as the saints, have been on the battlefield. I pray for refreshing. I pray that you will strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit. I bind up the spirit of detraction, those things that is detracting them from spending that time with you, from spending that time in your word. I come against it, and I pray, Father, that you have revelated to them in the name of Jesus right now. You said in your word you would not have us ignorant of Satan's device. Lord, help us. open up our eyes to the trickery of the devil, that we may be able to stand in these days. You said when you done did all, stand in evil days, in this evil time. And Father, I pray for family and Marie this day as well. I lift them up before you. I pray that you would strengthen family. I come against overwhelmed grief right now in the master's name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I just praise you and I bless you. I thank you for what you're going to do in 2023. I thank you for the grace that you will cause your people to endure, to overcome. I thank you for your people you said, eyes have not seen, neither enter to man's heart what God got planned for those that love him. Those that love you, Father, I thank you for what you're going to reveal to them. Things that have been hidden from them, I thank you it's going to be loose in the master's name of Jesus. As your people continue to examine their faith, as people continue to get back in your word, I thank you for the abundance right now, Father. I bless you and I praise you for it right now. Wind of the Holy Spirit, I pray that you will breathe over the airway, bring enlightenment, bring understanding, and bring deliverance to your people. I thank you right now, Father. I just decree that and rebuke discomfort. You touching people in their bodies right now. I curse the very root cause a stiffness and pain in your knees, your ankle, even in your whole body. I pray, God, that you, if it's something that they doing that causing their pain and this discomfort in their body, I pray, Father, that you will reveal it to them in the master's name of Jesus, because you said by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. So I thank you, and Peter said we are. So, Father, I just thank you for making a way for your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you this morning. I praise you and I thank you. Great is our God. Father, you are so great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for giving us ears to hear what your spirit is saying to the church. Oh, God, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for restoration for fivefold minister gift as well as believers, Father. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for understanding. Father, I even pray for those that is with child. I come against every interference when it comes down to delivering that child. I come against premature death in the master's name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of murder right now in the master's name of Jesus. I pray for the school teachers. I pray, God, that you will strengthen the school teachers. I pray, God, that you would give them the courage and the boldness that they need to stand up. I come against, we rebuke the strongholds, the spirit of murder, the spirit of disobedience that done invaded the school system. We rebuke it. We bind it in the master's name of Jesus. I even pray for the spirit of conviction to visit the school, Father. I thank you. I pray for refreshing for the teachers. Oh, God, the workers, those on staff, stir their hearts, God, in the master's name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and I bless you right now. I cover the police force right now in the master's name of Jesus. I even pray for corrupted people in the school system as well as the police force. I pray, Father, that they will be uprooted if they choose not to receive Jesus, if they choose not to yield to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that they will be uprooted and replaced with godly people. Father, I thank you now. I bless you and I praise you for it in Jesus' master's name. Father, also I lift up Apostle Murray. I thank you, Father, for that prayer for this whole month, the different speakers that you brought in. I thank you for his church, his members. Thank you for keeping that, giving them constantly, strengthening them in their inner man, causing them to continue. Thank you for causing them not to allow themselves to be distracted, but stay focused in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I found out with my walk with the Lord, it's easy to talk faith. It's easy to say what is written. But when the enemy challenges what is written through temptation, trials, and tribulation, that's where you find out how much of that word that is in you, that you believe it. But if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Daniel, the first chapter. And as I stated, I'm going to talk about strong faith. I know that we are under the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. I know that according to the book of Hebrew, we got a better covenant. We got a better covenant with better promise, you know. But, you know, I'm finding out that the enemy go to extreme measures to try to keep you from coming into the knowledge and the understanding of this better covenant that through Christ that God gave the believers. But, you know, the Bible said we are more than conquerors. And my intention with this time that we have with you on this broadcast is to share that with you. Okay, as a state, we're going to talk about strong faith. And Daniel really had strong faith. When I went in and started studying and going back trying to get more insight, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were forced to come on the, in Babylon, they were forced to come on the first with Nebuchadnezzar, but it was God's will. God orchestrated their life. They were 16 years old when they was captured. You think about that. 16 years old. I mean, that's something to think about. And the king was trying to change their desire. But I thank and praise the Lord for Daniel knows that they did not allow that to happen. It give me consolation in the hour and the time, as I stated, that we as born again believe our faith is being challenged like never before. It's being challenged by the enemy. The enemy want the saints to compromise, but this is not a time to compromise. But as I stated, they was picked. The king picked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. They had to be very educated because he wanted them to work in the palace. But as I stated, they were young men, but they were so devoted and committed to their covenant with God. They know who they were. We said a couple of weeks ago on the broadcast, and we came from Timothy when Timothy was saying, "I know in who I believe." Timothy, he know in who he believed. Paul told Timothy that I know in who I believe, and he was fully persuaded that God was able to keep him. But there too again, in this time, like never before, in order to, according to John 10:10, the Bible said the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came you may have life. I think a lot of times when it come down to being a born-again believer, a lot of times the saints look over the trials, the tribulation, the persecution. They think once I get saved, everything is over. Folks are peaching on it. That's not so. You know, that's when the battle really starts, when you choose to receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior. That's when the enemy going to come. Whenever you receive a revelation, I had to really accept this. Whenever you get a revelation, according to Mark the fourth chapter, Matthew 13, it talk about the sower planted the seed. Amelia came the weak one. That's when the enemy gonna really challenge you. When you make up in your mind that you gonna live right, when you make up in your mind you gonna submit to the Lordship of the Trinity. But as I stated, these were young men. They were real young, but you know, over the years they growed up. I don't want to get too much ahead of myself, but Daniel was 90 years old when he was put in there with the lion, when they put him in the den with the lion. But all his life, he stayed faithful. So in Daniel, the first chapter, I'm going to go to the sixth chapter, but I want to show you, and this were these some of the things that I want to highlight. In Daniel, the first chapter, in that fifth verse, it said, "And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king meat and of the wine, which he drank so nourishingly them 3 years, that at the end of there they might stand before the king." They were put in training. Back then, they would put them in, if the king wanted you to work in the palace, or better yet, work on his staff, you had to go through certain training. So he put these young men in some training. And they had the right to eat what the king eat. In other words, they could eat the good food. That was I'm going to use that terminology. They could eat the good food. But there, too, again, they made up in their mind, look at the A verse, Daniel, the first chapter, look at the A verse. He said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defy himself with the portion of the king meat. There, too, again, they were Jews, and they made up in their mind that they want to continue to live according to the way they was taught, that they, according to the covenant. It was just certain things that they didn't do. God allowed them to be placed around a heathen king. But in the midst of that, in their inner circle, or better yet, in their surrounding, Daniel made up in his mind that he was not going to eat that food because it was against them. They wasn't going to do it. And like I said, even in this A verse, he said, but Daniel purposed in his heart. Listen, he purposed. Daniel made up in his mind, I'm not going to do it. And as the time draw nigh for Jesus to come, we have to make it up in our mind what we ain't going to do. I'm not going to get with the world. We was on the broadcast Friday, thank and praise the Lord, for Apostle Armstrong and Apostle McIntyre. Apostle McIntyre said the Lord was telling her in the church that they're going to have to be bold. They're going to have to stand up and not compromise. And, y'all, that's what it always been, but more now than ever, you know. And as the Lord been talking to me and having me to share with people about their relationship with God, go back and examine your relationship with God. Because instead in this, and as I stated what the Lord revealed to me this morning, it is so important. What caused Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego and Daniel to be able, as you know, the Hebrew boy, they was able to endure the fire furnace. They were put in the fire furnace. Daniel was able to endure them putting him in the den with the lion. But they had strong faith. They faith. Now, you know, a lot of times some people, you know, they don't want to talk about the old covenant. But listen, when you go read the four gospels, in the gospel, even Jesus, they always refer about the old covenant. That's what they refer to. But we got to realize, even with Daniel, you know, they was not able to pick up their Bible and say, I'm going to go to Daniel, the first chapter. I'm going to go to Daniel, the fifth chapter. I'm going to go to the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to go to the Gospel of John. They was not able to do that because it hadn't been written. So they couldn't go read the Old Testament. They had scrolls, yeah, that they could read, but they didn't have access to what we have like the Bible now. So not only that, they didn't have it. They had the prophets. The prophet was the one back then at that time that God was manifesting himself to, was sending the prophets to the people. And a lot of them died because a lot of them kings, when you go back and read the old covenant, you'll find out a lot of those kings, they was really rude. I call them, they were mean. And this was the servant was telling Daniel, And the Hebrew boys, as we call them, he was telling them, if y'all don't eat this food that the king required for you to eat, and in 3 years, if y'all some look like you weak or something, he said, the king going to get me for it. He said, other word, he even told me, he said, the king will behead me. So he was letting them know, my life is dependent on it. I've been assigned to serve y'all. And the king wants y'all to drink this wine and eat all this good food, but they said they wasn't going to eat it. And like I said, Daniel had that purpose in his heart. Daniel said, I'm purpose in my heart. Look at that verse. It said, but Daniel purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king meat, nor with the wine which he drank. There, and like I said, even though the king had requested, but Daniel said, no, we ain't going to do it. We just ain't going to do it because they were true to their faith. They were true to their relationship with God. And I'm telling you, in this hour, we're going to have to, as born-again believers, we're going to have to be true. You know, when I think about the fire furnace, when I think about how Daniel were put in the den, y'all, you said what you want to say. That's something to think about, you know. you know, you going through all of that. No wonder Paul tell us that we in this new covenant with a better covenant, but he talk about everything, the trials, the tribulation, the persecution. He said these are light affliction, because when you really compare to what they went through back then, what we experience is light affliction. And you know, we got to learn how to manage our emotion when trials and tribulation come up. When we being tempted, we got to learn how to manage our emotion. And to me, from what I see, they know how, especially, well, I'm really talking about Daniel, but I can't talk about Daniel to a certain degree if I don't talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But they was able to manage their emotion. They had confidence in God. They believed and they trust God. And that's why I said they had strong faith. You had to have strong faith. Everybody know the story about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, how when they was when Nebuchadnezzar had made this God and wanted them to worship, and they said they wasn't gonna do it. Now they had been faithful to the majority of what the king said. They didn't have a problem doing what the king say, a submitted king. But when it violated, when it came against their conviction, they interfered with their relationship with God, they said that they wasn't gonna do it. And I tell you, we in that hour, in that time, whether you in the pulpit, regardless, but we in that time that our faith is being challenged by the enemy. We just got to make up in our mind what we going to do. Amen. But like I said, I want to show you that because that's what ministered to me. And it tells us in that 10th verse, it talk about how he was saying how he feared the king, because if they didn't do it, his head was gone. Because like I said back then, those kings were mean. If you didn't do what the king said, your life was at risk. They would kill you and wouldn't think nothing about it. And I tell you, God done bless you. We done came a long way. Now, some countries right now, because of their faith, they losing their life. But so far right now, I don't know too much of that in my area. You know where I'm coming from. But anyway, that's what I want you to see. And that's what blessed me. Like I said, people don't believe, but Babylon, like I said, it was totally heathen. They wasn't saved. Them people wasn't, when it came down to the laws of God and God's principle, it was contrary to what they was doing as well as what they believed. They just didn't do it. And that's something to think about. And some of you right now, as a born-again believer, fivefold minister gift, the enemy is fighting you and trying to get you in out of compromise, trying to get us to go against what God's word said for us to do. And this is what we have to make of it in our mind. We're going in our relationship with God, we ain't going to do it. Are you agreeing with what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying we have to be determined to remain faithful to God when we being confronted with temptation. And I'm telling you, when you done develop that relationship with God and you make up in your mind, and I have learned this, when you make up in your mind that you gonna live right, oh man, it's the old saints used to say, it's like demons come out the wall. I mean, you know, even with some of your family members, he gonna come at you. But there too, again, because of your relationship with God, you can rest assured that God gonna take care of you. Come on, somebody. You can rest assured that God gonna take care of you. And I like it. Also, I'm still in Daniel, the first chapter. And like I said, we're talking about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were being confronted with king. The king had planned certain meat that he wanted them to eat, certain type of food, but they made up in their mind they wasn't going to do it. But they kept it from the king. The king didn't know it. It was just only the king's servant know. Because if the king would have known it, even right there, it's possible he might have would have tried to do something to him. Come on, somebody. But God honored their request. And they said, no, we'll just eat vegetables and water. Look at that 14th verse. Let me start at that 12. His approved thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us plus to eat and water to drink. Then let our counters be looked upon before thee, and the counters of the children that eat of the portion of the king meat, and as thou seest deal with thy servant. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their counters appear fairer and fatter in the flesh than all the children who did eat the portion of the king meat. So there too again, God honored them. Not only did God honor them when it came down to their health wise, but God, look what God did, how he rewarded them. In the 17th verse, it said, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding and all vision and dream. God even gave Daniel interpretation. But there too, again, my point in reading this is that was strong faith, but that came through their union with God. And I'm telling you, you can't, you know, I used to say this, and I found this out. You know, you can say, I'm strong in the Lord in the power of his might. But guess what? If you not cultivating daily your relationship with God and in his word and making up in your mind that you're going to meditate and you're going to pray and you're going to do what his word say, you ain't, when temptation come, adversity come, you ain't going to be able to endure it. Come on, somebody. If you let all kind of thoughts come penetrate your mind and you ain't casting down these imagination, these thoughts that exhort and say, you is not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you. You know, my mom used to always say, you know, you don't wait till you get to a bridge and try to figure out how you're going to cross it. You need to have an idea, having in your mindset how you're going to cross the bridge. And I'm telling you, as the time draw nigh, God said it to me as well as you, my brother and sister. You need to examine your relationship with God. You need to make sure. Listen at me. Make and find time. Well, now, we're going to skip, and we're finna go to the sixth chapter. We're going to go to the sixth chapter, and everybody, you know, people talk about how Daniel were put in the den with the lion. But you know what really got my attention? Daniel was 90 years old when he got put in the den with them. 90, but the Bible said he was in his right mind. Through my study, I found he was in his right mind. 90 years old, and this man was still standing up. He was still standing up. He was still being faithful. But my point is, what I really want to highlight, Daniel had a strong prayer life. Come on, somebody. Daniel had a strong prayer life. Daniel was consistent. He didn't let nothing come. The Bible said he prayed 3 times a day. You know what? Daniel found out the value of prayer. He found out. It was a must. And, you know, I don't know about you, but there's some things in my life when it comes down to my relationship and God, I put a must on it. I must pray. I must fast. I must be in time with God. Now, sometimes, like I said, you know, sometimes my schedule get busy and I have to write. And that didn't know Ann Miller, you need to just read. You need to study. Like I said, sometimes people don't want to hear this. I've had some people say, sometimes you be talking elementary stuff. Yeah, because you got a lot of saints, and they live in an elementary life when it comes down to the things of God. In it, everything, they so quick that let anxiety, they get frustrated quick. Come on, they done cash away their confidence. Y'all, let me tell you something. We're going to have trials and tribulation. I done said it so many times on here, but guess what? It's God will for you to have the victory. It's not God with us to have it every now and then. Come on, somebody. It's not God with us to have the victory every now and then, but it's God will for us to have the victory all the time. Okay? But then it goes down to Daniel had some enemies. He had been promoted. He was God had him in the staff, and he had outranked a lot of his peers, and a lot of, they was upset with him. They were jealous of Daniel, and the enemy gonna always be jealous of us. It's sad, but some call a mighty Christian. Whenever God promotes you, bless their heart, our brothers in the Lord, they open themselves up for jealousy. That's what immaturity do. Immaturity and ignorance is really a danger to our relationship with God. What you mean? Because if you give in to it, Paul said it on one occasion. He said that you carnal-minded Christian, because where in is Christ at? And I'm telling you, the enemy really fight the body of Christ, but the body of Christ need to know that the enemy can't do no more than you allow him to do. I would listen at Pastor Marilyn Gould. She would talk about managing your emotion, and she would talk about how we as female are so prone to allow our emotion to get the best of us, that we have to really work on that and let the Holy Spirit help us to discipline our emotion. You know, and that is so true. The Lord showed that to me through studying in James. He was showing me, the Bible tells us that we need to be slow to speak and swift to hear. But do you not know a lot of time when you've been, it's during the time of temptation, it's during the time of trials and tribulation, that's when you got to watch what's coming out of your mouth. That's when you got to really keep your emotion in check, because the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you ain't careful, when temptation comes, when trials and tribulation show up, when it show up, if you ain't in control of your emotion, you'll let it get the best of you. Come on, somebody. You'll say things that you'll look back when it said, the old saying said, when the dust settles, you'll regret you even said it. And the enemy is always waiting to watch what's coming out of our mouth. He's waiting to see what we're going to say during the trials and tribulation, the testing time. He want to know what's going to come out of your mouth. He's watching to see what's coming out of your mouth. Come on, somebody. Because he know, the Bible tell us, we can change our situation with our words. You know, when Jesus was tempted of the enemy, Jesus was very cautious with his word. You know, I'm sure he was hungry. I'm sure he was weak, but you never hear him let certain things come out of his mouth. I'm hungry. But he understood if he wanted to come against and overcome with those temptations, it was a must for, he said, what the word say. And he kept saying what was written, what was written, what was written. But if you observe yourself sometimes when you experiencing trials and tribulation, when temptations show up, what's coming out of your mouth? Watch your emotion. Manage your emotion. Cast down them imagination. Say what the words say. And that's what blessed me about Daniel. But like I said, they were jealous of Daniel. And they made up in their mind, we got to find something. Come on, somebody. They made up in their mind. In Daniel the 6th chapter, 5th verse, they said, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against his concern of the laws of his God. They know now, because all other the laws of what the king wanted them to do, Daniel was cool with that. He did that. But, you know, there too again, when I think about this man was 90 years old, I truly believe, y'all, that what caused Daniel to continue to have a sound mind, his health was in, I believe it because of his relationship with God. I really believe that because his relationship with God, because the Bible said he prayed 3 times a day. And the Bible said he was consistent. He was faithful with praying 3 times a day. And what I mean, Daniel understood the power of prayer. Oh, that's it. That's a good word. Thank you, Father. He Daniel understood the power of prayer. Now, the Bible tells us in Ephesians, James, the 5th chapter, it tells us the effective form of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it shows how Elijah, how he prayed that it didn't rain, and it didn't rain by the space of so many years. Then the Lord would show me also in James, the 4th chapter, it was said, they were saying that you have not because you ask not, and when you ask in a mist. Better yet, when we asking God for things that for pledging for our flesh, when our motives say, that's what mess it up. But when we ask God based upon his will, where the will of God start, where the knowledge of God come in, we need to be praying about things. First of all, when it comes down to our relationship and the will of God for our life. Come on, somebody. And I find out when I first got saved, a lot of people were praying for houses and letting the rightly divide. Come on. First thing first. I'm not against you praying for a house or a nice car, because I thank God I just previously bought a home in 2019. God is not against none of that. But our first and foremost thing we need to be, our prayer should be based upon the will of God, asking God for wisdom. And when you, if you read James 5, chapter James, you will see that he talk about that. He talk about how believers are supposed to conduct themselves. Remember, we spend so much time on, in James, the 4th chapter, we're telling us to submit to God and resist the devil, he'll flee. The devil is not going to flee if you ain't submitted to the laws and principles of God. You're going to really struggle. Come on, say, now listen, y'all. Don't get me wrong. I have struggled too. The Bible tells us we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principality, ruler, down the spirit of weakness in high places. But my point is right here. Daniel was already prepared for this battle. Believe it or not, he didn't wait till I was confronted to get himself prepared. But through his time of praying three times a day and seeking out the will of God and talking, and I'm sure he was discussing with God some of the things that he was dealing with and asking God for wisdom. But he was already prepared. But like I said, they had not set up. They were going to get him. And listen, this will really bless me too. Look at Daniel, the 6th chapter. Look at that 10th verse. It said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before. Now you think about this here. After he found out that they had went to the king and got a decree, said if anybody petition their God other than the king, that guess what? They would be punished for it. After Daniel had a knowledge of that, he still was consistent and faithful to his prayer. And y'all, prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer ain't just going to God and saying, "I want this, I want," so you can fulfill the desires of your flesh. No. And I'm telling you, this what really got my attention when the Lord said he was strong. He had strong faith. And like I said, you got to have strong faith. If you talking about strong faith, you think about it. You know, even with the Hebrew boy, somebody want to put you in the fire furnace? And then, according to the scripture, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told Nebuchadnezzar, even if God don't deliver them, he could deliver them. But if he choose not to, they still wasn't gonna bow. And yet Daniel, even though his life was on the line, he still choose. I mean, 90 years old. Yes, you keep hearing prophets talking about the man with 90. Now, I know some people their age, and I don't mean no harm. They ain't function like that. Now, maybe you know some people at 90. Come on now, don't hang up the phone. But I'm just talking about at 90 years old, and I really believe what graced him to do what he was doing, because Daniel, he was consistent in his prayer. But it said he went red on, according to that 10th verse, he went red on three times a day, and he even know that he still prayed. Then he said, look at the number. It said, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And you know what they did? They went quick to tell on him. Taliban. They went quick to tell on what Daniel was doing. See, right there, the enemy was trying to interfere in Daniel's time with the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Well, is the enemy interfering with your time with the Lord? Is he interfering with your time of study? Is he interfering with your time of prayer? Come on, somebody. Because you know what? Sometimes, and I've been down that road, sometimes you know scriptures and you just ain't spent no time with the Lord, ain't been praying. Come on, we might well go and say it. You know, some people say, you trying to earn. No. Let me tell you something. Jesus done already took care of everything you and I need to live a successful life on this earth. I think that's in 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, if I'm not making a mistake. Everything we need is already been taken care of. But let me tell you something. It takes faith to receive the already, to operate in the already. Yeah, God done forgave everybody. But guess what? If you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and operate in that, you ain't going to be able to experience that forgiveness. If you choose not to forgive, even though you know it's God's will for you to forgive, Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. And faith have enemy, doubt, unbelief, fear. Come on, somebody. And there, too, again, this is what we got to realize. Yes, it's already done, but you have your part to play. I ain't trying to earn healing. I ain't trying to earn God taking care of me. I do right because I'm right. I'm righteous. I do right because I love God. Come on, somebody. And even if you go read James, James talk about saving faith. I ain't talking about saving faith. I'm talking about faith after you get born again. We do right, and we do what God tells us, not according to how we feel. And I'm telling you, when it come down, and this keep coming up in my spirit, when it come down to your temptation, when it come down to, I'm sorry, our temptation, trials and tribulation, let me tell you a little secret. False accusation. You better learn how to manage your emotion. Your emotion will take you to a place you no return if you ain't careful. I have gave my testimony. When I experienced it, had to go through a divorce, my emotion was about to take me to suicide. I was contemplating suicide. I was about to have a nervous breakdown because I did not know how to control my emotion. Had the word. But I did not know how powerful my emotion was. And somebody listening at this broadcast right now, you dealing with some things and you allow your emotion to dictate to you. God did not tell us to be led by our emotion. He told us to be led by the Spirit. We're supposed to be led by the Word. And this is what I love. Even after Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, when they told them they were going to put them in the fire, they didn't get out here, oh, please don't, and afraid. I don't. It's not written. Even with Daniel, 90 years old, and they're going to put you 90 years old, and they finna put you 90 years old, and they finna put you in the den with the lion because you choose to pray. You choose to be consistent in your prayer. That's something to think about. They choose to put you in that. That's something to think about. I'm telling you. They choose that. That's something to think about. Like I said, this man was 90 years old. And some probably saying, prophet, some probably saying, why are you being repetitious? Because this is something to think about. 90 years old. And he could have compromised. But he chose to stand up. And I'm telling you, in this hour that we living in, so I might be saying, well, prophet, I ain't dealing with nothing like that. You might not be dealing with today. But don't disregard, because one day it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, that's like I said, this is what really blessed me about Daniel. Daniel choose to be faithful to his prayer life. That's something to think about. I mean, it's like, I mean, you think about it. Like I said, the king decree did not, like I said, the king decree did not cause Daniel to become timid and change his habit of praying. And I mean, after he know, according to, he going to go right there knowing they following him and observing what he doing, and he still going to do it. Y'all, let me tell you something. You know, ask a problem. Certain things have a life, it can be intimidating to us. It can cause fear. Come on, some of the laws that they passing, when it come down to five-fold ministry, when it come down to the saints, and we got to choose whether we going to do it or we going to stand up for what God's word say. We at that crossroad. And I like some of the disciples, and many of you done read it in Acts, when they told them in the city that don't preach no more. They had been beaten because of what they, by they out preaching the gospel, preaching about Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. And they were beaten many times. Come on, somebody. put in jail and told them you can't go do it. They got out of jail, and Peter said it best to obey God rather than man. You know, a lot of times when we read all of this in the Old as well as the New Testament, some of the things that our brothers and sisters had to face, had to endure, the things that they had to confront, as one, it's like, oh well. But you know, I love the way when the Holy Spirit, like the Holy Spirit highlighted to me this morning about how old Daniel was. When they went in Babylon, they were 16 year young men. But even in the midst of all of that, they remained faithful. Even though they changed their name, the enemy were really trying to change them, trying to remind me of 1 John, the second chapter, when it talk about love not the world, neither the things that in the world, the lust of the other eye, the lust of the flesh, pride of life. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. They're loving the world. He come out the system. You know, just like a lot of people go around and they put so much, you know, right there, I'm finna say something. Holiness ain't got nothing to do with your attire. Holiness is all about what's in your heart and just a lifestyle. That's where holiness begins. A lot of times people try to make a doctrine out of it, you know. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit abides in us, we're supposed to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. The Bible tells us we're supposed to acknowledge God in all our ways. Whatever you're dealing with, go before God. God, what must I do? And give him time to speak to you. You know, I had to learn that. It have been time that I had to face certain situations, and they made me say, you need to get in her. You bet. If you don't do it today, you ain't going to have this opportunity. You ain't going to be able to do it. And the Lord had to teach me. He said, listen, he that believeth haste not. Get still. Don't be so quick to make a decision on what you see right now, because what you see right now is subject to change. We got to learn to let the Holy Spirit lead us. And this is what they were doing. Daniel was allowing the Lord what they was taught. They stood on it, and they didn't compromise it. Not even with the kings. Well, everybody know Nebuchadnezzar, he was very cocky. He was very arrogant. God dealt with him about it. And I'm telling you, then the other king came along, and he was arrogant and cocky too. And y'all, I'm telling you, in this hour, this is so important. And that's why I said what really blessed me. I mean, Daniel was not intimidated, but they tell him not to pray. And Daniel had not developed, you can tell, he had not developed a relationship with the king, because it bothered the king that the decree he had made, and when Daniel violated that decree, he had to go on and allow them to put him in the den with the lion. Because whatever king said in the natural, it was law. Well, let me tell y'all something. Whatever God done said in this word is law. He ain't going to change. God is not going to change his mind. I don't care how long you've been saved. All that you did, God is not going to change his mind about what is written. Now, I'm saying the methods of God is changing, but not his word. God don't change his word. No, he don't. Come on, somebody. And like I said, Daniel was not intimidated. That blessed me. And like I said, he know the danger. He still said, I ain't doing it. And guess what? We must not allow anything to cause us to neglect our daily prayer and our devotion to God, because that's what the enemy's shooting at. He's trying to get us to compromise. Come on, somebody. Trying to get us to get complacent, passive. Come on, somebody. Things have in your life. He wants your emotion. I'm telling you, I learned this. If I don't control my emotions, here come indecisive, being double-minded. Here come fear. Here come bitterness. Here come resentment. Remember we talked about how offenses can open, disappointment can open the door for bitterness and resentment. You know, we was on the line with Apostle Armstrong on Friday night. He was talking about hatred in the body of Christ. But really, we're talking about bitterness and resentment. You know why it's there? You have an issue, something going on with your relationship. Your relationship ain't what's supposed to be with God. Because when your relationship is in total alignment with the Lord, your devotion, your commitment, you can resist the devil and he'll flee. Come on, somebody. Now, I don't know about y'all. Sometimes it can be, you know, I can tell good when I ain't spend enough time. I shared that Thursday night with the Lord. I have to just make myself. I don't punch in a clock like a lot of people. I'm in full-time ministry. I have to set aside time and make myself read. Bring this flesh under. Some people say, well, I just can't seem to get it. That ain't nothing but a lack of discipline. Come on, somebody. Don't let the enemy make you think it's so hard. It, you know, if all you got to do is to go watch TV. We ain't watching TV. You said that a couple of times. I put it on lockdown. And you can be looking at Little House on the Prairie. You can be looking at, you know, everything on TV is not bad. I like that. On this, I thank God for the TV land. I like that, Little House on the Prairie, Heartland Land. I mean, you know, similar, I mean, it's other things you can look at. But my point is this. What caused Daniel's faith and those Hebrew boy faith to be so strong? Because they meditated and Daniel prayed. The Bible says, faith the firm of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Where any two touching the ground, asking anything on earth, it shall be done. You know, we have a lot of people is disheartened and discouraged about prayer. I prayed and didn't nothing happen. The shortest is never God, but it's you. And it's other people, other character I could use in the Bible to show you this. But this will really minister to me. And what God, but he's a strong faith. And how is strong faith developed? Spending time with God. Meditate. Being a doer of that word. Come on, somebody. Because we all live a godly life. We're going to suffer persecution. You know. I think even with that, I had to learn even with adversity, even with temptation. You know, it still can be a great year for you. God always intended. Every time I look at St. John, the 14th chapter, whether I looked at it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any weekday, it's still saying, let not my heart be troubled. When I look at John 10:10, it's still saying, the thief come but to steal and kill. But I came you would have life and have it more abundant. When I go to Matthew 8:17, when I go to 2 Peter 2:20, it talks about healing. Y'all listen, I find myself saying it more and more, it's coming out of my mouth. His God will for you to be healed. His God will for you to walk in divine healing. Well, Prophet Miller, why are so many people sick? I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I can't answer that for you because I don't know. But I do know this here. God's word don't change. Come on. And for one thing I learned, and I got rebuked about this here, we as the people, we need to take better care of our body. You know, we can open ourselves up and be craving. And, you know, once you get in the habit of eating something, you just want to eat it. I understand now when the doctor told my mom that she needed to get off so much of sodium and all that stuff. And it seemed like it was a harder thing for my mama to break that habit. And I would mommy complained about it. Now I'm working on my body with the help of the Lord. And certain things, it's easy to start. Open yourself for all of this here. You know it ain't. It's easy to start doing the wrong. It's easy to start the wrong thing. But then you need God to help you to break that, so you can do something better. But I want to show you today, because like I said, a man has strong faith, and I really, like I said, what I really believe. That caused Daniel and Shadrach them faith to be so, it was their relationship with God. And let me tell you something, prayer have not lose it effect, its power. It haven't lose its authority. But I'm telling you, don't let the enemy get you out of prayer. Okay, so what? Your prayer didn't get answered. Don't blame God. Go examine you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise you for this word today. I thank you for revealing to us how strong Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, how their faith was so strong. They was not intimidated, but they still strong in faith. They didn't compromise their conviction. And I thank you, Father, for helping us to see. In this hour and time, you want us to stand strong and not compromise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Thank you for tuning in. I pray and trust that you will enjoy the rest of your day.